Harper Audio presents Pieces of Light. How the new science of memory illuminates the stories we tell about our pasts. By Charles Fernyhough. Performed by Gilbert Jackson. One. Casting a line. Can you remember? It starts with a question from my 7-year-old son. We are on the grounds of our rented cottage in the Baixa Alentejo, killing time before we head to the Algarve coast for a boat trip. With his holiday money, Isaac has bought himself a handheld toy that fires little foam rockets prodigious distances up into the air, and he has lost one of them on the gravelled ground behind the swimming pool. As we search, he has been chattering away about how he wants to go fishing with me when we get home from Portugal. I have told him that I used to go fishing as a child of about his age with my uncle in the lake in the grounds of my grandparents' house in Essex. Then, out of the blue, he asks the question, "Can you remember the first fish you ever caught?" I stand straight and look out at the farmland that slopes away from our hillside vantage point. I have not been fishing in 35 years, but my thoughts have occasionally returned to my outings with my uncle. When they do, certain images rise out of the past. I can picture the greenish lake with its little island in the middle, how mysterious and unreachable that weeping willowed outcrop looked to my small-scale imaginings. I can sense my jocular young uncle next to me, his stretches of silence punctuated with kindly teasing. I remember the feel of the crustless bits of white bread soaked in pond water that we used to squidge onto the fish hooks for bait, and the excitement, for a keen young amateur naturalist, of an afternoon visitation from a stoat scurrying along by the bulrushes with its black-tipped tail bobbing. I remember the weird, faintly gruesome exercise of extracting the hook from a rudd's mouth and then throwing the muscular sliver back into the lake to restart its perforated life. But I have never thought about the moment of feeling the tug on the line, the thrill that prefigured the landing of a fish. And I have certainly not had the question framed like this, narrowing my remembering down to the first time it ever happened. "I don't know," I reply. "I think so." What accounts for my uncertainty? The image of lifting a fish from the water was not there in my collection of ready-made fishing memories. Because I have never, as far as I can remember, been asked this question, I have never had to come up with a corresponding memory. But I try. I ask myself, what would that first catch moment look like? Into the well-remembered scene of the lake, I insert the detail of an extended fishing rod, seen from the perspective of my childhood self, with something silvery dangling from the end of the line. I feel a pang of recognition, and then a shiver of boyish excitement. And then I ask myself, did it happen? I feel that it did. It seems to me that the event really took place. It feels as though it belongs in the past. It comes with appropriate corresponding emotions, and it feels as though it happened to me rather than to anyone else. When I think of the memory now, a month or two after our conversation in Portugal, it has taken on an independent existence. I no longer agonize about whether it was a product of imagination generated on demand to satisfy a small child's curiosity. What is it like to have a memory? What is a memory? How is it possible to have new memories, like this one of catching my first fish? Have I always had the memory, but only just unearthed it? Or have I somehow created it out of something else? What about all the other potential memories I could conjure up from that period of my life, those that are not in my consciousness right now, but that could become so with the appropriate cues? Do I have them or not? What status do they have before and after they come into my mind? the list of questions goes on. Why did I remember this particular event and not some other? Presumably, it was because my memory was clearly cued. I remembered the first fish I caught because I was specifically asked about it. But what about when a memory simply pops into my head for no apparent reason? Yesterday, for example, I suddenly had an exasperatingly random memory of the little blue and white striped plastic carrier bags that were common when I was a child. We are often struck by the randomness of what we remember and dismayed by our forgetfulness for the really important stuff. In the words of the American writer Austin O'Malley, memory is a crazy woman that hoards colored rags and throws away food.